This episode is brought to you by Monkey Blood Design and Publishing.
Hiya folks, Old Man Grognard here. Imagine, create, play. Monkey Blood Design and Publishing is a publisher of products for role-playing games from the theater of the mind glory days of the 70s and 80s to the in-depth rule systems of modern gaming. Monkey Blood Design and Publishing is also the home of the Gold Ennie Award-winning The Midderlands setting and its creator, Glenn Seal. Monkey Blood ships quality gaming products around the world from their UK web store, but you can also find their products on DriveThruRPG, itch.io, and Redbubble. Not only do they offer high-quality gaming material, but if you need a piece of cartography, art, writing, or layout for your own project, Monkey Blood Design and Publishing can offer freelance services to help bring your own project to creation. So, if you want to buy some great RPG products or get help bringing your own to fruition, head on over to monkeyblooddesign.co.uk and get in touch. Let Monkey Blood Design and Publishing help you to imagine, create, and play.
Abandon all hope, listeners. You're listening to Radio Grognard, the OSR podcast about stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hi, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Watching a YouTube video today, again. What else is new? And it talked about how to create a scenario for an adventure in a short time. And mainly, it was generate two conflicts, say, on a generation, something online or whatever, or rolling on charts, and mash them together. Okay, that's a good start. That's a good thing. But the takeaway I want from this, for this episode, is don't do plot hooks. He said, do what I told you. Find out what the central tension or conflict is, and then generate plot hooks based on that. In other words, you have a situation, and you start asking questions about what, why, where, you know, the details. And that's your plot hooks. I like that. I can roll with that. And the thing is, you know, I've been wanting to do a sandbox or a point crawl or whatever type of thing. And this kind of works into that, because instead of generating plot hooks for every hex they're in or something like that, you generate an internal conflict, maybe a couple of them, because you can have large hexes, you know. Hexes, to me, should be somewhere between 25 and 50 feet. Or, I'm sorry, 25 and 50 miles across. And that is a lot of area. That is a lot of area to cover. So instead of plot hooks, you know, pick out a certain, okay, there's mountains here and this conflict's going on over here. There's a town over here. There's this tension is going on over here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then do the what, where, why, you know. And if you're good, you can do it fast while they're traveling through it. But, you know, they're going to end up in a certain place. And between sessions, you can go, okay, they're doing this. This is what's going on. One, how does the central tensions manifest themselves? In other words, what's the details of it? And how are these presented to the player characters? How do they find out about these things? And that's your plot hooks right there. So just think about it. And you don't have to have something like this in every single hex in a hex crawl. I think it's kind of ridiculous to do that. You know, I go back to Carcosa. I have a copy of the Carcosa book, which puts like two or three hooks or scenarios in each hex, which I think is a little much. So I go to something like Hex Crawl Chronicles, which I have them here, or the Midderlands, where they do maybe 25 hexes out of 150 or 75, or not 75, 150. So you have travel in there. And there's also a lot of space for for GMs to put their own stuff in the hexes. So next time you think about that, just find some areas with conflicts and just plop the central tension down in a hex or two or a couple or whatever. And then work backwards from there. It's like taking a story and come up with the ending and then working backwards. And that's how you make the story and how you figure out how to present it. It's the same thing. Come up with some kind of conflict. It doesn't have to be very big. It doesn't have to be earth shattering. It's just, this is what's going on and this is why things are. And then you work back from there saying, why is this doing this? And what's the result of it? You've heard of the thing where you have, say, a medical condition, and what are the symptoms? That is not the problem. That is the symptom. The real problem is this. So what you're doing is showing the player characters the symptom. And you've got to have the problem to work back to the symptoms and where they would show up. Okay. That's all I got today. I'm going to start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Drop a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. Single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give it to me monthly. Jonathan, Oliver, Gilbert, Juan, Carlos, Daniel, Dan, Benjamin, Jason, John, Allen, Aaron, Michael, Randy, and Joe. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. For other good podcasts, we have Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tenkar's Tavern Chat. So, till I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Questions? Comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. We'll see you next time when Radio Grognard is on the air.